Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Hope you're enjoying our warm weather today, and maybe you're even out in the garden. Or like me, you might just have a window box of flowers and pots of herbs to boast of. But on the line to talk to us now is a man who is well used to being in the outdoors and involved with Ireland's largest gardening festival, Bloom in the Park. Award-winning gardener-designer Barry Kavanagh is here to tell us more. A very good afternoon to you, Barry. It's nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. So, first of all, Barry, Bloom in the Park, it runs in Phoenix Park on the June Bank Holiday weekend. For those of us who haven't attended before, can you tell us about Bloom and what it's all about?
It's all about showcasing, really, horticulture in Ireland and food producing and showcasing the everything horticultural in the country. Like, you know, and Bord Bia is behind us, and they created this 12 years ago to showcase really what it's all about, horticulture within Ireland, you know.
And you've designed many award-winning gardens and have previously won gold at Bloom. But what's your favourite part of designing a garden? Is it the process itself or working with clients? What's your favourite part?
It's probably the moment that the stress goes away. It's a hard slog for all of us. Like, you know, a lot of people don't realise, but you know, we plan this well months and a half in advance, and even the build itself, like, I mean, it can take 3 weeks, and the pressure, and that's like, you know, so as soon as we're finished, you step back and say, oh yeah, I'm happy with that. That's the moment I really enjoy.
Yes, so the minute that it's unveiled, when the product is unveiled to everyone.
Absolutely, you know. But also, like, Bloom is a fantastic place, like, I mean, you come even for the day, and when I can get away, I run across over to the field village and go over and sort of stuff myself, you know, run around there, and I have a look at all the different things that are here as well, like, you know, so. It's not all just the gardens, but it's also many other different things, you know, that Bord Bia lays on for the show, you know.
And tell us about the garden that you're designing this year. It's the Trokra garden, is it?
It is. Trokra put out a brief there, you know, a few months ago there, looking for designers to come on board with them. And once I seen the brief, I had to do it, you know. And it's all about environmental defenders and people. Defending human rights around the world, and that's why I'm sort of tied in with environmental issues as well. Like, I mean, I just said, oh yeah, that'd be good to do. So luckily they accepted my proposal, and that's why I'm here now at the moment, you know.
And dare I ask how the preparations are going so far?
stress. other than that, now we're getting there. Just, you know, so I always did the last minute and the finishings and try to get the flowers to come into flower for you. You know, almost down there willing them and talking to them to try to come on, you know.
It's funny, I read just an article last week about talking to your flowers, because I thought I found my friend talking away to her herbs one day as she was taking the leaves off them, you know, to use to make pesto. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh gosh, she's absolutely crazy. But then I read somewhere that they respond better if you do talk to them.
Well, the carbon dioxide, but you know, it gets problematic when you start talking back to you. So
hopefully you're not at that stage just yet.
No, not at that stage, no.
But when you approach to design a garden like the Trokra garden, how do you go about the designing process? Do you work off a theme, or how does it come to you?
It's really Trokra was trying to sort of brief what they're trying to look for, and they mentioned a couple of countries that a lot of environmental defenders problems happen in those countries, and that was Zimbabwe, Guatemala, and Palestine. You know, so I looked at the country, so I had to do a lot of research online and through the library and that, and find out a bit about the countries, and it's quite interesting because I learned so much about the countries as well when I'm doing the research. And from that, then I put it down on paper in a plan, then and try to blend it all together. And then that's how it all happens, you know. But it's not easy, but you try to get everything that the your client is looking for, you know, and to represent that in a story, I might say, on the day for people when they come to the Bloom, hopefully they can understand it and follow it through and get the message. It's like a message that we're trying to get out, you know.
And last year, as I mentioned, you won gold with your social farming garden. Yeah. Can you talk to us a bit about social farming and the impacts maybe that you've seen it have?
I think it's one of the most powerful things in the country at the moment, social farming, in respect to therapy for people. They start to come alive. I've known my own farm. I have a wee farm as well in County Cavan, and I know, and the guys and girls come out to my farm, it's like an almost a switch. They switch on again, like, and they smile, and everyone's happy, you know, including myself, you know what I mean, because I get a great thing out of it. But it, it's fantastic. It allows people, you know, that sort of freedom again, out into nature, work with animals and so on, you know, away from the sort of clinical therapy, which, you know, sometimes it's good to get away from that a wee bit, and it's a very positive thing, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I'm always a big advocate for getting outside at the best of times anyway.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah. I think everybody that gets out, like, feels better. If you're feeling down, go for a walk.
Absolutely.
You feel better when you get back, you know.
And apart from that as well, you're also a teacher and a social entrepreneur, and you've co-founded Patch, which is People Are the Climate Heroes. So talk to us about the importance of nature in our communities and looking after our local environment. I'm forever talking about recycling here on the show, so they're probably driven demented, but whatever you could talk to us about, yes, that'd be great.
But it's like, I try to encourage biodiversity. That's really, you know, the diversity of life within a community and within a landscape and that. And I often say, like, I mean, what would the world be without it? You know what I mean? So I try to encourage it as much as possible and get it as diverse as possible. So we would go into towns and villages and we do draw plans for them, you know, 3 to 5 year plans from different groups like tidy town groups or, you know, developing groups, and they can work on those plans then over to 3 to 5 years then to develop their towns into much more biodiverse environment to be in, much more green environment to be in, you know, which is far better for, you know, the communities and that, and, you know, better for the wildlife within us as well, you know. So it's a win-win situation for all.
Absolutely. And is the idea of Patch that everybody can have their own little patch, you know, even like, so I live in a basement apartment, but I have my little window box which I guard with my life.
Yeah. Like, patches, it can be any scale. It doesn't have to be a big estate, it doesn't have to be a whole community, but it can be, like you say, a window box, you know. And a window box there, if you, you know, I've often planted wildflowers in a little window box, you know, and amazing the amount of bees and butterflies and so on becomes that tiny little patch. And that's what the way we look at it, you know. Any patch is good for wildlife and good for the environment, you know, and good for you as well. It makes you feel good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's right, so. And going back to Bloom, what can attendees expect at Bloom this year?
Absolutely a fantastic day. I now, before I even came here to design, I came here from day one, really, from the first year, and every year I'm here, you know, I love it. You know, it's like a relaxing, good, you know, stress-free day, I find this, you know. There's so much to do, there's so much to eat, the crafts, the gardens themselves, of course, the showcasing in there, but it's not all about just the gardens. Still enjoying a good day, and it's a good family day, I find, as well, because I come up with my son never missed a single year either, and for a young teenager, he's 15 this year, like, he's looking forward to coming up. You don't get many teenagers wanting to go with their parents to a lot of places, but he's really looking forward to it, to come up, and because he gets a lot out of it as well, you know. It's a very family day.
I have been there before, I said, and there's just so much to see and do for absolutely every age group, and there's nothing nicer than just wandering around, you know. It's especially at the weekend, so I really recommend people to go to it. But now the important part: how can we get tickets, or remind us where and when it's taking place?
Well, June Bank Holiday Weekend, it's on, and you get the tickets, really. You can get them online if you look into Barbia website, Bloom website. You get them there, or you can get them on the day. You come up here and you get them, they'll have kiosk things there when you're coming in, so it's no problem. Sometimes the thing, like, I used to get them online all the time, if you can. It just, you can sort of, you know, the quick route in, and that way, but that's how you get them, really, yeah.
Great, and we have
if you knew somebody designed a garden up here and you want to come up and help them for a day, you never know, you can get a free ticket.
Oh, uh-huh.
it doesn't mean I want to bus loads of people.
I know, yeah, I won't give out your number here, don't worry, Barry. And well, we ourselves have a pair of day passes to give away to Bloom in the Park, which obviously takes place in the Phoenix Park from the 31st to the 4th of June. So to be in with the chance to win, text Bloom to 087-888-9292. And award-winning garden designer Barry Kavanagh, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon, and best of luck with the garden with the finishing touches.
Thank you very much, and hope to see you all up here.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.